Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Sabbath, baby. SL DJ J J J J J J J Tetra e Dator.
Que pasó?
Que tenemos DJ rápidamente. Ya sabes, bebé, ¿es ese doctor?
¿Es ese doctor?
¿Es ese doctor? ¿Es ese doctor?
¿Es ese doctor? ¡Bum! Y esta va para todos los chicos malas. Vamos a tener un buen programa.
Simón, este programa va a ser tan bueno que me hace quiero quitarme la ropa y brinca en una fina de frijoles calientes.
Ay, Dios mío, yo me siento así también.
Entonces, date, hoy estaba caminando en la calle y mira a un muchacho con dos cocos. Y yo le dije, hola muchacha, qué bonitos cocos. Y luego ella me pegó con su pie y lo grité, ¡ay!
Qué loca está esa historia, Tetra.
Pero está bien, Vicky, porque ella le maté.
Oh, no, iba a la patada. Pero espero que esté bien.
Pero, ¿cómo estás tú, doctor?
Hoy estuvo bien, no fue a la escuela, fue al super... Oh, fue al super. Y cuando estaba en la fila, miré que mi cajero era Ronald McDonald. Y cuando lo miré, tiré un egro en mis pantalones.
¡Híjole, patada, que es loca!
¿De qué?
Entonces, doctor, ¿alguna vez han escuchado las tortugas que tienen relaciones sexuales en la playa?
Sí, gritan muy fuerte.
Ya lo sé, pero poca le gusta.
Yo también. Tal vez un día podamos obtener algunas tortugas en el estudio. ¿Quién sabe lo que sucederá?
Ahora, habla mi lenguaje, doctor.
Sí, lenguaje sucia.
Pero en el serio, esperamos que les guste el español.
Sí, ¿por qué odiamos el español?
Seriamente, hablando español, mira, chorro.
Ah, odio a la chorro.
Especialmente les cos que queman.
No. Tengo una escucha mujer especial. Y yo no quiero escuchar eso.
Soy hombre sentimanos. No es español. USA. 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 Hey. You guys already know, baby. We're about that America. And, you know, the man that knows more about America... Then a little bit more than we do is our boy NASA grounded
all day.
I just want to say I'm sorry, and I didn't know that was a part of the skit, but I'm pretty sure immigration's on their way to the studio right now.
I'm pretty sure they're knocking at our door, but before they do, I'm going to play your song. If Mickey plays... We never get to hear what the toucan says. Nobody cares.
Hate that guy.
Stupid. I hope you guys understand what we said.
Because I didn't. No, I'm kidding.
Because I'm Spanish. I hate it. Let me give you guys a rundown. This is what happened. I was like, this is for all our white people that listen. This is like, Tetra came in. I was like, we have a good show. And then Tetra was like, yeah, it's good enough for me to jump in a hot bath of beans. And then he told this story about him seeing a girl holding some coconuts. And he was like, hey, nice coconuts. And then she slapped him with his foot. Or her foot.
Oh, God.
She she's not that crazy. She slapped him with her foot. And then I was like, ah, and then he killed her. And I was like, hope she's okay. And then I was like, I saw Ronald McDonald's at El Super, and I dropped egg rolls in my pants. Don't ask. And then we were talking about some turtle sex, and, you know, that's how it went. And it was just really loud. I mean, but that's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoyed that for all Mexican listeners.
But, dude, that was funny.
Like, I felt like we had to give back to our Mexican people. You know,
I did.
I didn't. I hate them. Now there's a lot of them, you know, and, like, we can't deny it. We're a little bit Mexican, me and you.
What?
A tad bit. A teaspoonful of Mexican we are.
Dude, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just enough to say that I hate Mexican people. Sorry. But, yes, tonight's going to be a great show. Great.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
What do you think, NASA?
What's up?
What's up?
That's what I think about the show. It's going to be up.
It's going to be, oh, okay. It's going to be
oh,
up.
Okay,
I feel you.
But, you know.
NASA speaks in languages that it's not even a fad yet. You know how, like, kids come out with fads, like skinny jeans and stuff? NASA did that 5 years ago. He was wearing skinny jeans 5 years ago. I was like, what are you doing? And guess what?
Wearing skinny jeans?
Everybody,
I'm wearing skinny jeans.
I mean, I didn't do it because they were cool. I just do it because you got to stay ahead of the game, you know?
Exactly. And I bet you in 5 years, people are like, how you doing? Up. See? I'd be like, NASA said that a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be confident. You know, people ask you how you're doing, you say better than you, and you move on.
Exactly.
And unless you're talking to a black person, you'll get shot. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But even that, sometimes it works, you know?
Yeah. I'm bulletproof.
Usually. Not usually. You usually get shot. But tonight, guys, last week, me and Tetra were talking. I was like, last week, I want to do Dr. Pepper. I want to do Blockbuster again. And Bob was like, he's like, we can't do Blockbuster again. That's old. He's like, all right. I hate you. And then he was like, what'd you say? Tell me what you said. Like, who should we prank call?
Well, I said, you know, we're thinking of some other places to call. We're like, let's call some Walmart. And he's like, no, you're stupid. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to call Target. He's like, no, you're an idiot. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I thought of the adult shop.
He thought of it. And guess what? We're going to do it tonight. Don't worry about the lady talking in the background. She has nothing to do with this.
Don't worry about it.
She has nothing to do with this. But tonight, oh, my goodness, we're going to call these shops. And, like, I think it's going to be a lot better than it was last year. Last week.
Well, when did we do this last year?
Shut up.
Was that the Dr. Bone show?
I ain't gonna lie to you guys right now. I messed up because I had my show playing on the air, so I could hear myself talking, and it messed me up. So.
Hey, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. They could hear, but they didn't mess up. But you guys want to get it started and start one up already? But we gotta think about what we're gonna say first, because like I don't know what I'm gonna say. You have any ideas, Tetra or NASA?
Dude, I have no idea what we're gonna say. We're just gonna wing it.
Gonna wing it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do best.
People are a hardcore pervs. I don't know what I'm going to say to them. You want to do it? You want to start one up?
Dude, I'm not going to start it.
I'll start it, NASA. You want to go after me?
Yo, it's, you know, always.
All right, man. Let's do this.
Hey, I'm in a battle.
Let me go on the, you know, hang it down your computer and let me set this up real quick.
I got to get serious. All right. Hey, NASA.
Yes.
We need gay lovers.
Yes.
All right.
If I had to be a gay lover with anyone, it would be Dr. Bones.
Because I have bone in my name. Hello?
Adult shop.
Hey, I love the music in the background, by the way. But
I'm sorry?
No, the music in the background.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, what's like your guys' best lube you guys have?
What kind of lube do we have?
Yeah,
we have all kinds of lube. Water-based,
like
silicone-based, flavored.
What's your opinion on your best one?
The best one to me, I would say, is Eros.
Do you use it often?
Yep.
All right, cool. Hold on. I'm going to get my partner and ask him, because he knows a lot more than I do. I'm a rookie. Jorge, get over here. Get on the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey. It's going to be our anniversary coming up. And I just thought, like, it'd be really cool, you know, if we got something.
Okay.
From your store, and, like, I'm just, like, what do you recommend? Because we don't usually do this kind of thing. Like,
it all depends on what you're into. I mean, I can't just, like, recommend one product for everyone. I mean, it would probably be best if you just came down and take a look around to see, like, what you like and what you don't like. Because we have a lot of different stuff.
Do you guys have a lot to choose from?
Yeah.
Do you guys do demonstrations, like, on your products?
No.
You're not allowed to do that?
No.
we'll pay extra.
The what?
We'll pay extra.
What exit?
We'll pay extra.
We'll pay extra. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know how that would work with some people that work here. I guess just find out when you come in who's working.
All right, well, thank you.
No problem.
I was scared, man.
Yo, I had...
I'm scared to talk to these people.
Yeah, that was...
Chachi, you're in on the next one, because you're just sitting back there quiet. You got to come in here this time.
Dude, I was dying in the background.
Really?
I don't know what to say. I was scared.
I don't call these kind of shots, man. You heard that guy, yo, can you demonstrate it for me?
He's like, haha, I wish.
Hopefully no one's parents are listening to the show today.
Huh?
I said, hopefully no one's parents are listening in.
I hope not, because I'm really not a gay lover. I promise that. You want to hit up another one? Tetra, you're going to do this. You're going to start this one up.
You start it, and I'm going to start it?
Hey, you need
start
a different plan, though, because gay lovers is only two people.
Yeah, I know. Let's think here. What can we talk about? What's something funny, Tetra? Say whatever's on your mind. Go ahead. She's free.
Dude, turtle sex.
Wait, what?
Turtle sex.
Turtle sex?
Oh. Turtle sex.
I'll start it.
All right, start it.
You guys got to jump in, though. Hey, I'm not good at, like, yo, calling someone to the phone. Like, hey, Jorge, come here. So, you know,
yeah,
just jump in.
I'll jump in.
Oh, you want me to set that up?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
We're going to try to do good.
Go back to the handy dandy. You know what I'm saying?
Which board? I feel you.
Hey, so, I'm going to hit this up right now.
All right, man.
You guys ready?
I'm ready. I feel so dirty doing this. All these weird noises in the background, like people moaning.
Hi, Camelback. This is Kate. How may I assist you?
Oh, yes. Hi, Kate. This is Michael.
Excuse me?
This is Michael.
Okay.
I was wondering, do you guys, like, have anything for, like pets?
No, we don't.
No, because I have these turtles, and I'm like, trying to get them on video, and...
Have a great day.
Shut down.
Wow. Good day to you, too.
Shut down. You going to go with the turtle one?
I don't know if that was our thought. I don't know if we're leading into the...
I didn't know we were getting the turtles. Man. That was super dirty, NASA.
Dude, they're calling, what, PETA? Is that what it is, PETA?
They're calling PETA and they're reporting you.
They're calling for Michael.
They're looking for Michael.
I think, good thing it's a studio number, then.
Now, I thought you had something good in the beginning. You're like, hey, it's Michael, and that was good. And then, can you handle it?
Ethan, I'm trying to get my titles off, Phil.
I guess that was kind of a strong lead.
That was dirty.
But I liked it, you know what I'm saying?
I like it. I'm too far away to press that button. I am not getting up right now. I'm laying in my chair. You guys see me. I'm laying down. I ain't getting up.
I got that big lazy boy.
I got that lazy boy. You know, we bought a lazy boy last week in the studio because we're rich and crazy.
I got a recliner. I got a freaking rocking chair.
Before we call the last one, I just want to throw some things around, like lady time, like Tetra or NASA. And then we'll all give our opinions here. Like, what do you do when, like, there's this lady you like? And you're trying to impress her, you know? Like, what's your first moves, you know? I'll throw out the Tetra first. What do you got, Tetra?
You know, so usually I walk over there, right?
Uh-huh.
And I get my little swag walk going, you know what I'm saying?
That's a little pimp walk?
Yeah, and I start flicking my nose like I just, you know, snorted cocaine.
Yeah, like, I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I walk over there, and then I look at her deep in the eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then I walk away, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, she's intrigued by that.
Yeah, she's intrigued.
And then I walk back over there, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like, and I leave, right? I leave again one more time.
Yeah, I feel you.
And then I take off my shoes and I take off my socks.
Uh-huh.
And I walk back over there. And I pick her up and I take her to the car.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? What's up? Where are you going? Where are you going?
And you still have no shoes and no socks?
Yeah, because I don't like to drive with
yeah.
my socks on. So that's the whole reason I took them off.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, but usually I use my wingman, not the grounded.
Yeah.
Usually sets that up for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what do you usually do, NASA?
Well, yeah, I set it up for him, but when I'm riding solo, like, you know, say I just went to the mall, at like eight o'clock at night, you know, and I go to the mall and I go to Glass Cage to buy a hat or whatever, you know, and all the listeners, you should, you know, go to the mall, go to Glass Cage because they got some nice stuff.
And they have Tetra. What?
There's this guy.
Uh-huh.
But so and then I'm walking out the mall, right? And then when I open the door, I'm holding the door because there's a cute girl.
Yeah.
And she, here she comes, looking super duper cute, you know.
Yeah.
She just dropped her friend off at work. And she's walking by, and I let her walk in front of me first, you know,
uh-huh.
So I could watch her walk by. And so as she gets in front of me, she's walking, then I sneak up behind her and knock her unconscious, you know.
That's
and then I always have a tray of handcuffs on me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tie her up, put her in the back seat of the car, and
that's where your boy Tedro comes in. Now, that's usually what he does to me.
And then he pulled up the camera that he uses with his turtles. Absolutely, okay.
Hey, what do you do, Doctor? Tell me.
Oh, what do I do? I go in strong, you know? Like, I'm walking behind a girl, right?
Mm.
It depends how she looks. She got a nice booty or something. So I'm just walking. If she has a nice booty, I'll just slap it. Like, it's hard to look at. Like, I'll go in with, like, the mega hand. Just, wah! And then she'll be like, what the? And then she turns around, and she sees my face, you know, that sculpted Greek face. And she's like, oh, it ain't so bad. And then I'm like, I don't even say anything. Like, I don't say any words. I just stick my hand out. She grabs it. And then we start walking holding hands. Don't even talk. She don't know my name. She don't even know who I am. Walking holding hands. And that's how it happens, you know? That's what I do usually.
Dude, that's nice.
That's for, like, the cheap girls. But for the real girls, I get to know her, stalk her for a little bit, you know? Know everything about her. Speak Spanish to her. I don't know.
At what point do you finally realize that they're your cousin?
When she's at my house and we have the turtles out.
When we meet the parents, and he's like, Tia, Tio.
Uncle Joe, what are you doing here? That's the time.
Tyler.
That's the time when I book it.
You just take off? You never come back home?
I never come back home. I don't go back to my house. I go to Tetris house. I hide out for a couple months, and I come back home under a different name. Hey, Polly, what's up?
Dang. Real quick. Me and Dr. Bones are talking, and we got on a Rocky rant.
Yeah.
And it was a funny thing.
It was funny, like, man. Like, you guys don't know. Like, we never talk about Rocky on the show, but outside the show, you can't get me off Rocky.
I love Mickey.
I love Mickey.
Not you, stupid. Damn, the one on the show.
Sit down. Not him. God, I hate him. Mickey, the old Irish man with everything. He has everything.
he's like Sizzler.
He's like Sizzler.
Close.
He even has that ugly chocolate pudding. You know, he has everything.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, outside the show, we talk about Rocky all the time. Like, we say ridiculous jokes about it. Like, if you guys ever seen Rocky, there's a scene where, like, it's so stupid. Like, this guy Rocky's coming in the house, right? He's on a date. Now imagine this is you, okay? I'm gonna pitch you a scenario. So you're chilling, you're like, oh, I like this girl, okay? So I'm gonna go to her house. I'm gonna take her ice skating. So you go to her house. You know her brother. His name's Polly. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Your name's Rocky.
All right.
So you walk in, you open the door, you're like, oh, I haven't taken out a girl in a while, but she's kind of pretty. So you go in there, sit down. She's cooking Thanksgiving dinner, right? First of all, you're like, why the heck am I taking her out on Thanksgiving? I'm stupid. So he walks in, and he's like, hey, Paulie, you know, it's kind of Thanksgiving. I don't think it's right to take her out. And then Paulie looks at her brother. Now pretend it's your girl you want to go out with. It's her brother. He's like, hey, shut up and take her out. And so you're just like, all right. So you sit down, right? And all of a sudden you see her brother and her get in a fight. And then Tetra take it from there.
And then, you know, they get in a fight. And then you're pretty much like, hey, Paulie, why don't you settle down? And then Paulie's like, shut up. And then they're like, whoa. And so then Polly goes to his sister and slaps her around, you know?
Dude, he does.
And it's not your right to, you know, go in there and stop it because he just met this girl.
It's sibling rivalry, you know?
So you're like, get her, Polly, get her. So, you know, you're edging it on. And then, you know, she's like, well, Polly, I gotta cook the turkey because it's Thanksgiving. And Polly's like, oh, you want to cook the turkey? He runs to the oven, gets the turkey. He's like, you want the turkey? Go get it! Throws it outside the floor.
He throws the turkey that Adrian's been working on all day slaving over, throws it in the alley. But wait, he's still holding the leg, and he's chewing on it. He's like,
chomp, chomp.
He's like, you go get the rest of the turkey. Now tell me how stupid that sounds.
And then, like, your soon-to-be girlfriend, she's like, Paulie.
Paulie.
and you're like, you're like, whoa, come on.
She says Pauline lays out like the biggest wet fart you've ever heard in your life. And then if that's not a turn off, I don't know what is.
It's nothing to turn on. I don't know what kind of girls you like.
I know. Exactly. Tetra, I think we should call this last adult store, but you're going to start it this time.
Me start it?
This is you, man.
All right, man. Let me set this up real quick.
It's all you, baby.
All right.
Let's get ready this time.
Yo, Dr. Bones, what do you think about Tetra's socks tonight?
I think they're kind of weird, man. Santa Claus? I mean, Christmas is like a month ago.
I know. This guy, he's such a chump.
Hey, can you guys shut up? Because I'm still setting it up.
Oh, my bad.
I'll be back.
I know who's on.
I'm sorry.
This is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Scott.
Uh-huh.
And, what time do you guys close?
Tonight we close at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, that's late.
Yes, it is.
Because today, okay. Today,
mm-hmm.
or tonight, you know, I'm trying to take my wife out.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we really don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married for, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get some spice, you know, back into the relationship.
Yeah, bring her on in. We got tons of shiny stuff for her.
What would you recommend?
Well, let's see. I don't know what she used to. We've got vibrators of all shapes and sizes. We've got waterproof so you can have fun in the shower.
Uh-huh.
We've got flavors of lubes. We've got beautiful corsets and fun little nighties. And we've got movies that you guys can pick out from. We've got genres that you wouldn't even think exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's just a whole wide variety. We'd be happy to walk you through the store and chit-chat and see what you were interested in.
Okay, yeah, because she's into that like weird stuff.
We do have a small fetish section, and
oh,
I would be the one you would want to talk to with that one.
You guys have like leather boots?
We do have leather boots, yeah. And then we also have crops, whips, no whips, sorry, paddles, floggers. We've got blindfolds. We've got cuffs, fuzzy cuffs. So ball gags. If you want fetish, I can show you our section.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a real freak. You know?
Yeah. Bring it
on. For the section of the DVDs,
uh-huh.
Is it just like an assortment of them?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Is it just like a bunch of like different sections of them?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different sections, and then we've got a rental section, and if you find anything in there that you want to buy and take home, we can do that for you as well.
Okay. Okay, cool. I think we might stop by in probably like a couple hours.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay, what was your name again?
I'm Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye, Scott.
Did she call you Jeff at the end?
Well, basically, you were just like a real customer.
I'm gonna go talk to Kelly and like on the show's over, guys. Is that cool?
You were literally just like picking out what you wanted to do. Like,
yeah.
Okay, Tetra, let's call one of the numbers again. Call like the second one or something, because I want to say something.
For all you viewers out there, that's we just took you through a conversation between a worker and a customer.
There's nothing else you can describe that as.
I was trying to go for the ball gag, but, you know. The missus wasn't having that.
Let's call it. Right.
Hey, doctor.
Yeah.
You know the one that NASA tried to do the bestiality with?
Yeah, do that one.
I'm gonna call that.
Call that one.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This one's going to be good. I got to get serious because I'll laugh. All right.
The megastore, this is Rosanna.
Hello. I was wondering, do you guys have any, like, blindfolds?
Yes, we do.
Well, what kind?
What kind are you looking for?
One that will cover her eyes.
Yeah, is there a certain...
I don't want her to see. Like, I want it to be like she can't see at all.
Let me see. We have some, like, beginner ones, and we do have ones that are more...
I'm talking about thick. Like, she cannot see nothing. Like, she puts them on and boop, you know, she's like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me take a look real quick.
Yeah. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
tonight I'm loving you. Whoa. Whoa.
So you want her to see absolutely nothing?
Huh?
So you want her to see absolutely nothing?
Nothing. I want her to be blind for like 5 minutes, because that's a long enough.
Okay. We have this one. It's kind of like a hood type thing,
uh-huh.
But it does have like the zippers where the eyes go, where it shuts completely.
Oh, that's good. I like it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that helps. Thank you.
Yep.
5 minutes?
I couldn't think of anything else.
Just enough to steal her money and leave?
Oh, dang. I wanted to dump in, but, like, you know, it would have been weird because it's a different voice.
Yeah, I got you. Dude, we have, like, 4 minutes. Do you want to call another one or no?
Dude, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm adult shopped out.
I'm all freaked out.
I just feel dirty. Like, right after this, when we leave the studio, I'm going home and taking a shower.
Hey, do you guys want to go to the adult shop when this is over?
What was that girl's name again?
Kelly, huh?
Kelly, yeah.
One of them sounded all happy, like she actually uses the toys there, and the other one sounded all like...
So depressed, I hate my job.
Let me go check real quick. Oh, my God.
I don't even know what the stuff he's used for.
Yeah, like the one that I was calling, she seemed like she was, like, cool, like, about this stuff. Like, she wanted that to happen.
She was weird, you hear? She's all, oh, fetishes, that's, like, my specialty. I was like, whoa. Whoa. Man, she probably does like that. She probably
likes some of that.
Somebody knows Rocky.
That's probably her fetish, dude. Farts.
The fetish is Rocky? Oh, the big boy. Come get
him. Oh, Rocky.
Oh, Italian. Stallion.
She'll probably make you dress up in trunks and take your shirt off and put boxing gloves on. You can't get mad. That's gross. Tonight's been good, though, you know?
Dude, tonight's been pretty good. We established the adult shop conversation.
NASA went crazy with the animal stuff.
Hey, yeah, just visit our site. We might be putting up turtle videos pretty soon.
You guys hit that up. We got.
What is the conversation? It's all like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You said hi. You said my name's Michael. Do you guys have stuff with turtle sex? You said, have a good day.
I'm too intense for some people.
You're like a situation, man.
It's pretty normal in space. You know.
I feel you. Anything goes in space.
Yo, do that stuff all the time?
No.
No.
It's normal.
What are some things that happen in space that you see?
Okay, the craziest thing I saw in space was, like, Silver Surfer, right?
Uh-huh.
Dude, he took a dump.
Was it Silver?
No, that's what was trippy. It, like, Smurfs were popping out of his butt.
Papa Smurf himself is coming out of
there? Yeah, you got, like, little Smurfs running around the whole, you know, galaxy.
Papa Smurf, that's the worst coming out, you know, because he wears red. He thought he was bleeding coming out of his butt. Like, whoa, Silver Surfer.
Every time Papa Smurf comes out, it's like a kidney stone.
Exactly. That's gross. I've passed a couple of kidney stones, you know?
Dude, I have never done that.
Passed a couple of kidney stones without my wiener, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, what are we going to show for tomorrow?
Dude, tomorrow's going to be legendary. Tomorrow we have, this is a band I saw on VH1. You know Top 20 Countdown?
Mm-hmm.
Saw them on there. They were on 1 week at 20. Next week, never saw them again. Not even kidding. They're called, I have all this stuff right here. It's called the Wayne Hoskins Band. And today, actually, they're playing at the House of Blues in Utah. They're playing at the Sundance Festival. You guys know what the Sundance Festival is?
I know what it is.
All the movies and stuff?
Yeah, man. They do the dance with the sun?
Yeah, exactly. They pull the sun down for a couple. That's why it's so dark today. They pull the sun down and they dance with it, you know, because they're crazy. Exactly. They're all burnt and crispy. But they're playing Sundance tonight. Tomorrow they'll be on. We'll be giving away an autograph. Log on and write to us. And it's going to be crazy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, just, you know, give us another, go to our site, email us, you know, whatever you guys do.
And then hit us up, drbonesandtetrishow.webs.com.
Yeah, if you guys are going to contact us, put your first and last name.
First and last name, because last week we got people that just give first names, and I don't know who you are.
Yeah, we didn't know who that was.
You put, I don't know, Papa Giorgio, I ain't going to know who you are.
You got Papa Giorgio Ramirez.
Exactly, you got to do that. Also, excuse me. That banana split's coming up, you know? I had a banana split before COVID adult shops. I thought it was just right. It was appropriate. They'll be playing a song tomorrow on our show, too. Playing a song.
Okay.
Third people to play a song on our show. Sara Indio, Kima Watanabe, not Wayne Hoskins Band. It's going to be great, great stuff.
You guys already know, babe.
10 seconds, you know, this is your boy, Dr. Bones.
Yeah, I know, babe. It's your boy, DJ Tetra.
Yes.
That's not grounded.
That's NASA. He doesn't even talk. He's from space.
Tune in tomorrow, 9:30.
Deuces.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.